Previously on Lost.
Hi, this is Mary Jo. Can I help you?
Hello. Is this who I was talking to before?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, did she tell you about... we just found this hatch underneath our apartment, and I wasn't sure if that belonged to the apartment building or if you knew who Desmond was.
Well, it definitely belongs to the apartment building. But well, I'm really curious on why you would even explore that.
Well, it was... You know, we had to. It looked kind of cool, you know? But, yeah, we climbed down the ladder, and there's another whole apartment underneath, but it's way down. It's like 50 feet down. Underneath the building, you know?
So you're in apartment one?
Yes.
And there's something...
I'm actually in the hatch right now.
Oh, geez, get out of the hatch then.
Well, no, it's a whole
good place to be.
No, it's a whole apartment down here. There's lights and everything. There's a washer and dryer. I don't even have a washer and dryer in my place. I was gonna drag these up if I can.
Well, can you? Maintenance is gone for the day, but I really would love to see this myself. I'm like so confused and baffled by this.
Okay. Well, do you know who Desmond is? Because he was down here when I first found it yesterday, but he ran out.
Who is it? What's the name?
His name's Desmond. He says he was working down here. He was pushing the button.
I have no idea. No.
Yeah, like he I don't know. I guess he got suckered into the job, so he just took off. He went up the hatch and left.
How did you figure out this was under your carpet?
We pulled up all the carpet. Know? We pulled up all of our carpet, and then we pulled up some floorboards in the hall because they were kind of loose.
Well, why did you do that, though, was my question. Why did you pull up your carpet to begin with?
Oh, well, it had urine all over it.
From a dog or from what?
Oh, no, we don't have pets. But I was just curious about the hatch thing. Like, am I going to be able to use all of this extra space?
No, you're not going to be able to use it. I need to now figure out what that is and what it belongs to.
Okay, well, there's a whole, like, there's a living room, there's an exercise room, there's a ping pong table down there, and then there's all this computer equipment, but it looks like it's from the 70s, maybe?
Yeah. And, so, you know, to me, my first thing would be probably when we bought the property. That would be my first guess.
It would purchase it. It belongs to, I know, but I'm renting right now, so do I get to use it while I'm renting?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Get your stuff out of there when it's done.
Oh, okay. So I can use the extra space until I move out?
No. You can't. But whatever you're doing now, finish up and go back upstairs.
Okay. Well,
we'll be in.
Are you guys going to?
What's that noise?
It's the computer down here. I'm sorry. It's you have to type in this code like every 90 minutes or so. And it's
okay. You know what? Let me see.
Prompting me for the code.
Are you there? I'm gonna come over now. I'm gonna grab one of the guys and come over. I just gotta take a look. Do you mind?
I'm actually not in the apartment. I'm down in the hatch, and it takes me like 30 minutes to climb all the way back up because this is really deep.
Okay. You
crap.
Honestly.
Ma'am. Hello.
Yep.
Hold on. Can you hold on? Just 1 second, please.
Yep.
Okay, I'm back.
Hi.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to do that. It's something to do with electromagnetism. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to scoot over there anyway. You work your way back up.
Well, the house is a mess, and I really...
I don't care. I don't care that the house is a mess. I need to check out what you're talking about now.
We pulled up floorboards, and you just can't come up right now. I don't even have pants
on. Well, I have to come up because, I own the building. I need to come right now.
You don't own it. You're just the office worker, right?
No, I'm not just an office worker.
Oh, okay.
They're heading over there now, so you work your way back up.
No, it's gonna take a while. This is like as tall as a building. I have to climb up basically a building. It's really, really tall.
Okay. Start getting your way up there.
I can't leave the hatch because I have to type in this code like every 90 minutes.
Yeah, all right.
And if I don't type in the code, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Okay. All right.
I have to type it into the computer, so it's really a lot of effort to go up the hatch just to come back down again pretty much immediately.
Okay. Well, what you do what you're doing over there, but we're heading over. So well, I will see you in like 30 minutes.
Well, you can't come in. I've changed the locks. You can't come in. Ma'am.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Motherfucker.
Hi, everyone. This is the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad. This is episode 751. Crap, I'm getting close to where I have to do one of those greatest hits shows. Maybe I should just stop doing that. Anyway, today is Saturday, April 9th. I recorded these calls yesterday. I was trying to get the show out last night, and it didn't happen. It's Saturday morning now, so I'm putting together an intro. I'm going to throw these pranks on it, maybe do a few voicemails, then we're going to get the fuck out of here. This episode is brought to you by high school graduate Ward H., Phil, not the doctor, Gobi, and your boy John Cena. It's recently come to my attention that might not actually be John Cena saying it's your boy John Cena, and I just think everyone should know that. That might not be the real John Cena.
7-Eleven, how can I help you?
Hey there, I was just calling about your trash can situation. Do you have two out front?
Do we have two out front?
Two trash cans.
Are you sure you're calling the right 7-Eleven?
Yeah, what? Is there just one? Are you the one on street?
Yeah, we're the one over by the youth detention center.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But
we only have one dumpster.
No, I mean trash can. Oh, can I use the dumpster? Mainly, I was just wanting to empty some stuff out of my house.
No.
No? I can only use the trash can then. Okay. Is it typically full in the early afternoons?
Yeah.
Hello, sir?
Huh?
I don't know who that was.
Well, hi, this is Carol from the 7-Eleven corporate office. Mr. Employee, can you hear me? Who's this?
Yes.
Who is this?
My name is Doyle.
Oh, hey, Doyle. You're not being very friendly with this customer. Can you be more friendly with him?
Yeah.
Well, I think you already answered my question, though. I was just mainly about the trash can. Like, I just wondering how full it was for the afternoon.
I haven't been out there, but it's typically pretty full during the afternoon.
Excuse me, Doyle, can you smile while you talk to this young man?
Why do I need to smile? He can't see me.
Yeah, but he can hear that you're not smiling.
Honestly, I don't care. I just mainly had the question about the trash can and possibly the dumpster.
Yeah, like I said, the trash can is typically...
Doyle, don't bite this man's head off.
I'm not. You're telling him...
Kind of biting his head off.
I'm not biting his head off.
Well, you're not smiling.
No, I'm not smiling.
It's okay, Doyle. You don't have to smile. I just had that question about the dumpster.
Yeah, and... Yes, our dumpster is typically pretty full during all times of the day.
Okay, so I can use it, just whatever space there's left?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Doyle.
Okay.
You're still not smiling, Doyle. I don't appreciate it.
Okay.
Is somebody else there?
Oh, we lost Doyle. I don't understand why. It's not because I'm calling in the middle of the lunch rush, or I guess it's kind of the end of the lunch rush, but still. I got this idea from Isaac on Patreon. He's like, you could have Carol working for the corporate office saying the employee's answering the phone properly, or I guess he means improperly. She does sign their paychecks, but is that what you're talking about, Isaac? I need to have Carol pop in on the line and discipline employees for various infractions? I'm going to assume that's what you meant. I'm going to do a few of these, see how they go. Or, you know, Isaac says that Carol should say that they're answering the phone properly, so maybe I'm supposed to just pop in and tell them that everything's fine. They're doing a good job.
7-Eleven.
Hey there, I'm a customer. I was in there earlier today.
Okay.
And I think I left my Discman in the cooler. You know, like in the milk cooler where the milk is and the Pepsis and stuff.
You left what now?
My Discman. You know, like a...
Your Discman?
My music player.
Okay, let me see if we... Because I don't think anybody... Let me ask the other guy, okay?
Okay.
Hold on.
Did you find any disc players?
sorry, man. Nobody turned in any displayer, and I went and looked around also.
Okay. Oh, darn.
Are you sure you came to this store?
Yeah. I was hanging out in your cooler. I was back there for a while just hiding and listening to music.
Inside the cooler?
Yes, where we're not supposed to be.
Okay, then next time when you come, I will call the police on you.
Oh, don't do that. You
are not supposed to be going in there.
No, I wasn't doing anything wrong.
No, there is no reason for you.
Hello, this is Carol from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Okay.
I'm just popping into this phone call from the corporate office. You're being very rude to this customer.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, you come to my store, you're hiding in my vault, and I'm not going to be rude?
Ma'am, I'm from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I'm the one that was in the cooler. I'm sorry, I don't know who that lady is.
And sir?
Okay, you know what? I don't want to continue this conversation. I don't have any displayer here. I went and I look in
Listen
the wall,
here,
too.
Listen here, ma'am. You
and
need to be nicer.
And next time, don't do that, okay?
You be nicer
because
to the customers.
Because I will take action. I don't care if you're from corporate office, okay?
Oh, you better care, because I sign
paychecks.
I sign your paychecks, lady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shut up. You don't sign my paycheck. I'm the franchisee here.
Oh, okay? I sign everything.
You get lost, okay? You think you can bullshit me?
Huh? I'm not bullshitting you. You're being
rude.
Yeah.
Let me call the police, and I'm going to call you back.
You're
going to have them kind of follow up on you guys.
You're threatening to call the police on everyone. You can't call the police on the corporate office.
I'm going to call now.
You can't call the police on the corporate office, you stupid fucking idiot.
Yeah. I will call.
Ma'am.
And I will report. I know you are not from the corporate office.
How
I know you very well, okay?
What do you mean
so
you
don't
know
play this game
well?
With me.
How do you know
I know
me?
What corporate office does and not, okay?
My
so don't give me this bullshit. I'm going to call the police and report this number now.
I sign your paychecks.
So I do tend to call this area quite a bit, especially when I'm doing convenience stores. So she might actually be familiar with my calls. I'm kind of running out of places to call in the United States. I need to start getting up at 5 in the morning so I can do the places on the East Coast. But yeah, right, that's not going to happen.
Hello, 7-Eleven.
Hello, I was in there earlier today. I'm a customer, and I took some of those milk crates from out back.
Okay.
Is it okay if
you
I come back?
You realize that's theft, right?
Oh, no.
You realize that's theft, right?
Oh, I don't think so. I think they're just, they're disposable milk things.
No, we get charged for them.
Oh, well, can I come and get, just the ones that are left back there?
No, I would highly suggest you bring the ones you took back. Because we're going to look at video and we'll charge you for it.
How much are they worth?
There's a $1,000 fine. You can read it right on the milk crate.
Oh, they're not worth $1,000.
That's what they fine you, though.
Sir.
So I would highly suggest you bring them back.
Okay, well, you're acting like they're yours, and you just work there. I mean, calm down.
No, I'm the owner of the store. Therefore, they are mine. And you stole them, so
Hello,
I would highly suggest
hi,
you bring
sir,
them back.
Sir, excuse me, sir. This is Carol from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. I'm breaking into the line. Hello?
First off, I know you're not Carol from the corporate office.
Why do you know that?
So you might want to... Because you're a liar.
Sir, I'm breaking into the line. This is what we do.
Really? Where's our corporate office at?
Look, sir, you're being very rude to this customer.
Where's our corporate office at?
You're being extremely rude
to this
customer.
Where's our corporate office at?
Give him the damn milk
Where's
crates.
Our corporate office at?
Oh, I know exactly
where's
where
the corporate office at.
I'm not going to tell you if you don't know.
Oh, so you're saying I don't know where my corporate office
is
at,
but you do. Yeah, it doesn't sound like you know. But anyway, you need to be nicer to the customers and let them have the damn milk crates.
Then,
like, we don't care about those.
Then tell them not to steal from the store if they want me to be nicer to them.
I didn't know it was stealing, sir.
How can you not know taking something from a store without asking?
It was back behind the store.
You don't even know where the store is if you think they're back behind the store.
And, sir, I'm with corporate, so you can go ahead and take those if you want.
So what corporate are you with?
Hey, shut up, sir.
What corporate are you with?
7-Eleven corporate, dummy.
So where are they located?
Look, I don't want to get involved in the middle of your guys' fight here. I don't know what's going on.
You realize I know you're both full of crap, and you're probably recording this put on TikTok, and I really don't care.
I've never used TikTok, sir. I'm old.
Well, congratulations. Now you can go figure out what TikTok is when she puts it on there.
What do you mean she puts it on there? That's on your end.
Because she's not working for
so you guys
corporate.
Are fucking
I
with me. That's what it is.
That. I hope you've been entertained, because this has been a lot of fun, but I've got a job to do now.
You
so
sound
you
like
guys
you're really
yourselves.
Stressed out from all the fun you just had.
How day.
How is your heart rate?
I knew it was garbage from the start, so it doesn't matter to me. You still there? How are you doing?
Well, shit, they're really on to me in this area. I gotta stop calling 7-Elevens in this area. Here, let's do a search for gas stations instead of convenience stores. I think that'll help.
Thanks for calling Holiday. Can you please hold?
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Arlene.
Hey, Arlene. I was in there earlier today. I'm a customer. And I you know those milk crates?
Uh-huh.
I took, like, four of the milk crates home. That's all I could carry. Can I come back and get some more?
Actually, we have to return those to our vendor.
Oh, well, can I have the ones, the ones that are just left, and then you won't have to return them?
No, we actually need them back.
Hello, ma'am, can you hear me? Is this Arlene?
Yes.
Okay, this is Carol from the corporate office with Chevron.
Uh-huh.
You need to be nicer to this customer. It sounds like you're biting your face.
Oh, no, I'm not.
I didn't think you were that mean, ma'am. I was just asking about the milk crates.
I apologize. I wasn't trying to come across mean. I was just saying that those do get returned to our vendor.
Can you say it nicer to him? Can you just, let's start over. Go ahead, sir. What are you calling about?
Oh, well, about the milk crates. I already took four. I just wanted to get maybe like six more. I want to make a big shelf.
I apologize. Those we are accountable for those, and they are returned to our vendor.
Ma'am, you still sound like you're biting your face. Can you smile while you talk?
I have been. Okay.
Okay, let's start over. Sir, go ahead and ask.
What? Can I just come by and get those? Do I have to keep asking?
I apologize. Unfortunately, I'm not able to give them out because they are returned to our vendor, so I apologize that we can't give them out.
Okay, ma'am, you need to stop lying to this customer. You know that those are just thrown away after we're done.
No, they're returned to our vendor.
Yeah, but the vendors just throw them away, though.
No.
Sir, go ahead and just come by and get those.
Do you want to talk to my corporate office? I can have you talk to them.
Ma'am, I'm with the corporate office. I'm calling from the corporate office. We were monitoring your phone call and heard you being really rude to this man.
I can give you our Holiday Oil corporate office number. Unfortunately, those are returned to our...
I don't really need the corporate office. I just wanted to come to your store again. I'll buy a soda again. I just want to steal... I just want to take some of those milk crates.
I can ask.
Can I have like four per soda?
I can ask our vendor if we can give you some.
Ma'am, can you not say that you can ask so confrontationally?
I apologize that those are returned to our
vendor. It seems like you're just trying to start something. Start a fight.
No, I'm not trying to start anything.
Please stop trying to start fights with the customers. That's not cool. This is a business, ma'am.
They are tracked by the vendor. They count our crates when they do our milk delivery, and they do our pickup. They count our crates.
The other lady said I could, and she's from corporate. I'm a little confused.
Not with Chevron corporate. With Holiday corporate, I can give you that phone number.
I'm with Holiday corporate.
What was your name?
This is Carol Gersperms from Holiday corporate. Sir, just take the milk crates. Just come over and get those milk crates.
You're not with Holiday Corporate.
It's fine. Don't listen to this bitch.
She's not with Holiday Corporate. I know everybody in the corporate office. You're not with Holiday.
She sounds like she's biting her face. Just come and get them.
You're not with Holiday Corporate. Thank you.
I am too, ma'am.
No, I know everybody in Holiday Corporate.
You don't know shit.
I know everybody in the Holiday Corporate office.
You don't know shit, lady. You don't know shit.
You would know that they're returned to our vendor.
Whatever, you're not with Holiday
Corporation.
You would know.
Because I just come to
get them. No.
She wants to take our milk crates, is that what it is?
Yeah, the
guy wants to take them.
I took
four. You forgot to hang up, ma'am.
He took four of our crates. That's the only bad part about putting them outside of the building, because we can't check, you know.
I wasn't saying anything.
I'm just saying, I can't give you crates.
Now, if you want random bags, maybe, but crates, no.
You say you're from...
It's true, she doesn't know shit. Okay, I guess I'm gonna hang up. They're just... They're having kind of a boring conversation about me. So, I'm hanging up. That's kind of fun. Thanks, Isaac, on Patreon for that idea. I guess a couple weeks ago I was asking for ideas of different ways that Carol could break into phone calls, and Isaac didn't say what kind of corporate. You know, really, I should call some other places as different kinds of corporates instead of just gas stations and 7-Elevens.
Breakfast, Kelsey.
Oh, hi. I just have a question. I was going to be I was going to be in there later tonight, like kind of late, like maybe 7 or 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to forget my cell phone, and I might have, like, an emergency or something where I need to use your phone. Is that going to be okay?
Yeah, if you have an emergency, you can use it. But it is a company phone, so it is for our company use, just so you know.
Hello, ma'am? Ma'am?
Hello?
Hi, this is Carol from the Starbucks corporate office. I just popped into the line here with you and this customer. Hello, sir.
Uh-huh.
Hi. So it is okay with the phone?
What's happening here?
I don't know. I just asked that question. I don't know who that lady was.
Oh, this is Carol from the corporate office with Starbucks. Ma'am.
Carol?
Yeah. At Starbucks, ma'am, you're being kind of rude to this customer.
I'm not being rude to this customer.
You're being a little rude.
I do not appreciate you calling and coming into the line.
Well, we monitor the lines all the time from here in the corporate office.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, we do.
No, you don't.
How else would I pop in on the line? How would I pop in on the line?
Okay, I hope you have a good day.
Ma'am, you're being extremely rude.
Wow, even Starbucks knows I'm full of shit.
Thank you for calling CVS Pharmacy. This is Michael. How can I help you?
Hello, I just had some questions about developing my photos.
Okay.
Is this the photo department?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Okay. I just wanted to see if it's the same price for the 35mm film as it is for the 110.
To the best of my knowledge, we don't develop 110.
Are you sure?
Let me grab an envelope real quick, because we don't develop anything in store. It's all a send-out process.
Okay.
And let me see what the envelopes say.
Hello, sir?
Okay, yes, we do, and yeah, it's the same pricing for, it's just by the number of exposures.
Hello, sir? Sir, can you hear me? This is Carol from the CVS corporate office.
Yes.
I'm just popping in on your line here. I heard you talking to this customer. Hello, sir, customer.
Oh, hi. So, I'm sorry, was that a yes for the 110 film?
Yes, we do the 110. The pricing is just based on the number of exposures.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm breaking into the line here. You're being extremely rude and condescending to this customer. Can you please talk nicer to him?
Oh, I thought you were fine, sir. I was not complaining or anything. I just had the question about the photos.
Yeah.
So the one...
We don't return any of the negatives. You get a CD with, so if you want to do reprints, and it starts at $10.99 for 12 exposures. Well,
can I request the negatives? I might really need those negatives.
No.
Sir, you need to give him the negatives.
They don't
He wants the negatives, and he's the customer.
Okay, well, we don't develop them in-store, and they don't mail them back to us.
Well, you need to, you know, talk to the developer people and get them to mail the negatives back, because he wants the negatives. Come on, Michael.
That's outside of my control.
Well, no, it's not. You're not being very nice to these customers.
You said you're with CVS?
You need to be more chipper, and you need to
smile. I need to speak to your manager.
Oh, no, you need to smile while you're talking to customers.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to start a fight between you two. I just wanted to get my 110 film developed. And what the hell, they actually do it. I tried to develop 110 film maybe 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. I had to call all over the place. None of the CVS or Walgreens would do it, in my area anyway. But I guess in this area, it's not a problem. Or maybe it's just something they added recently. They're just like, fuck it, why not? We'll take 50-year-old film. Anyway, I am bored with this, and I'm not going to do it anymore. Thank you, Isaac, for the idea. I'll probably do more of these in the future, though.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And we just wanted to find out if you're going to be at that meeting tonight. We're having kind of like a secret meeting to discuss what to do about Sandra.
Oh, I'm Sandra. What about me?
What? Oh, no. Isn't this Cindy?
No.
Oh, I got my list backwards again. I am sorry. I didn't mean to call.
That's all right.
I was trying to call other people.
That's all right.
I'm so sorry.
Can you tell me what it's about?
How embarrassing. Oh, no. It's on a need-to-know basis. We can't talk to you about it.
Okay.
So sorry. Do I feel stupid now?
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Can you please not try to call other residents and figure out what we're talking about?
Sure. Okay.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye. Somebody in the comments somewhere said that I should start doing those again. Or maybe it's the voicemails. I can't remember. But I kind of think that's how all the calls are going to go. They're just going to think it's funny. Right? I don't remember how well it went the last time I did this. But I'm predicting I'm just going to do this a couple more times and then be done forever.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy from the Park Homeowners Association.
Okay.
I just wanted to find out if you're going to be at the secret meeting tonight. It's going to be at Doug's house.
No. Not a chance, no.
Okay. We're just...
We've never been to a meeting in, I don't know, 24 years since we lived here.
All right. Oh, well, we're having the meeting to discuss, you know, what to do about Susan.
What to do with Susan.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what the meeting's about.
Is it? Wow, that's really incredible. Well, she's a really nice person.
No.
So...
No, there's always sex noises coming from her house. We got to do something.
Okay, well, great. Good to see you.
I didn't see you. We're on the phone.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, I'm going to try this one more time, and then I'm giving up forever.
Hi, it's James.
Hey there, it's Jeff from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Pretty good. We're having that meeting tonight to discuss what to do about Jane. And we moved the time
about
from
me?
7 till 8.
So it's about me?
It's going to be... Well, it's about...
Wait, I'm confused.
No, it's about Jane. Jane, what to do about her. So
why? I am Jane.
This is Cindy, isn't it?
No, this is Jane. What about me?
Wait, this is Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. Oh, I got the list backwards.
Are you being joking?
Oh, no, I got the list backwards again.
But what are you talking about? I have my house for sale.
Well, no, it's going to be at the meeting. I guess you're not invited to this one. I'm so sorry.
What?
You're not invited to this particular meeting.
Did I do wrong?
Oh, no, nothing wrong. You know, just in general, what to do about you.
This is a joke, right?
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid about this. I just...
No, anyway, why can't you tell me what... going on? Like, I've been a resident for 19 years.
Well, no, it's going to be at the meeting tonight. I was just calling...
Why can't I come to the meeting?
Well, no, you can't come to this meeting. I was just calling up everyone that's invited to the meeting to let them know that's going to be at 8 instead of 7.
Who is this? What's your name?
My name's Jeff.
Jeff, what's your last name?
Russell. Why?
Jeff Russell? And where do you live?
Jess, well, that's none of your damn business, but I was just...
Well, I can look it up.
Well, no.
No, listen. I know Bob. I mean, should I call Bob here? I mean, he's my neighbor.
Oh no! Don't please don't. Well, just don't.
I'm gonna
call
Bob.
I'm sorry that I didn't mean to call you. I was not supposed to call
this
number.
Well, I'll call Bob and find out what's going on. Thank you,
ma'am. Maybe just knock it. I was gonna tell her to knock it off with the drum circles. I'm calling from a list here of Nick, next door Nick. This is a really old one he sent me last year. He's telling me to talk to her about her drum circles. We're tired of her constant drum circles. I don't know what that means, but it sounded hilarious. But I guess I don't get to use it. And now she's going to get on the phone with Bob and be like, what the hell? A meeting about me? So yay, it actually worked once. I mean, she thought it could be a joke. But she really sounds like she's going to call up Bob. So I guess mission accomplished. Thank you, whoever told me to start doing that again.
Hello.
Hi, Brenda.
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. I'm Carol's son.
Oh.
Hey. She just wanted me to call and apologize.
Carol who?
Carol Gersperms. That's my mom.
Oh, I'm not sure who that is.
Oh, we're not on Crescent. We're kind of around the corner a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm sorry for what I've done. I shouldn't have done that. And it won't
happen. What did you do?
Oh, me and some friends, we poured bleach in your lawn and spelled out some dirty words. But I don't think it's permanent.
What?
Dirty words, ma'am. You know, like curse words. I don't want to say which ones. But yeah, we just it's going to be in your front
lawn.
In your lawn. You're going to
What house?
Well, it's 70 Crescent. And my mom heard me bragging about it and said I had to call you and apologize. So I'm so sorry I did that.
Okay.
It was nothing personal. We just, you know, we just thought it'd be, it seemed funny at the time.
Okay.
So
this is very strange.
Yeah. So it's like in a couple days, probably you're going to see yellow grass and it's going to have curse words in it.
Okay. All right.
And I'm very sorry about that.
Okay.
And also, we were planning to do this, but I guess the plan's off now that I've been caught. But we were gonna lean a trash can up against your door that's full of water, and then knock on the door and run.
Why?
Because when you open the door, the water would fall into the house and make a huge mess.
But why would you do that?
COVID. We're bored. Just a couple of bored kids. I'm so sorry.
Well, this seems really strange. Okay.
But we're not going to do the trash can thing anymore because I'm in trouble. I'm probably grounded for a while.
Hey, this is all very strange.
Well, you know, we're just messing around. It seemed funny at the time. It's nothing personal. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, this is very strange.
I know, you keep saying that.
Well, yeah. You have to see this from my point of view. I don't even know who you are, and I don't know who your mother is.
Yeah, well, it's Carol. Carol Gersperm. It's not like we did the thing with the trash can. That was just a plan.
How did you get my number?
My mom gave it to me.
How would your mom get my number?
I don't know. She's a mom. That's what they do.
Okay.
I'm very sorry, though.
Okay.
I noticed you haven't accepted my apology yet.
Well, no, I haven't.
Okay, well, I'm sorry anyway.
Well, that's interesting.
And it won't happen again.
Thank you for calling.
My apology is interesting, but it's not forgivable. Because if you forgive me, I might not be in as much trouble.
I don't think that's possible right now.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I have to let you go.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
Bye-bye.
Why? All right, that was pretty weird. I don't want to do that again. But what if I did that again, only I call as Carol and apologize for my kid doing it? And that way it's not weird.
Your call has been forwarded to a voicemail service that has not been initialized by the customer you are calling. The Rogers customer you are calling is not available at this time. When you reach the customer at a later date, please enter your temporary password, the last four digits of your phone number.
Hey, listen to that. The Canadian phones work just like the AT&T phones used to work 10 years ago. Any customer can just hit the pound sign and set up your voicemail for you. But I'm not going to do that, because that would be hacking. And hacking is wrong, and people should not be hacking. That's why I don't hack. Anymore, not since the incident. And by the way, I'm calling up people in Canada. This is from a list that Timmy sent to me about a month ago. So thanks for that, Timmy.
Kim C, may I help you?
Oh, hey, Kim. It's Carol, your neighbor.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. I just wanted to apologize for my son and what he did.
I'm sorry, who am I speaking to?
Oh, it's Carol down the street. Down street.
I don't know where you are.
Oh, I'm way down the street. My son was up there, him and his friends, and They spelled out curse words in your lawn with bleach. I'm so sorry about that. That was them.
What?
My son, he spelled out some curse words. He won't tell me which ones, but
how did you get my number?
I looked it up on the internet.
My number's not on the internet.
Well, how'd I get it then? Is this not Kim?
What number are you at?
You're 40 Street, right? I'm calling the right number.
What's your last name?
Gersperms.
And what number are you at?
Listen, lady, I'm just calling to apologize for my son's actions.
There's no curse words on my front lawn.
Yeah, it'll probably take a few days for him to show up. Because, you know, it turns the grass yellow into the shape of dirty words.
Why did they do it on my lawn?
I think it was just random. They're just being jerks.
But what number are you at?
I've had a very stern talking to with them about the whole thing. So I'm very sorry about this.
What number are you at? What number are you at?
I don't want to say. That's weird.
Number are you at?
You want to come over or something? I don't want any company today.
No, I'm not coming over. I just want to know where you live because this isn't a blocked number. So I'm wondering how you got it and how you got my name.
Your number is the blocked number?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that's how blocked numbers work. Anybody can call your number. Like anybody. If they have your number, they can call your number. It's not blocked. I called it just fine.
What number are you at?
What phone number?
No, what? I have your phone number. What number at
I have your
my
phone
street
number.
Are you?
Oh, I never told you
what?
That. Remember?
No. Yeah, you never told me that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for my son's actions. He's such a little turd these days. Excuse my language.
This is. What kind of curse words did he spell out?
He wouldn't tell me. But he said there might also be imagery. Words and imagery. In the front and back one. What?
That's just weird. I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens when COVID happens. Kids go outside and
start
causing trouble.
Do you know my last name?
I can't think of it offhand. I'm sorry.
Well, if you just looked it up, you should know my last name.
I know you because we're neighbors.
I have no idea who you are.
Okay, I'm Carol. I've told you that so many times.
Yeah, whereabouts are you? If we're neighbors, tell me where you are.
Way up the street, on Street.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, way up there. You know the blue house?
The blue house?
There is no blue house on Bar Street. Can you just get around to accepting my apology so we can stop talking to each other?
Yeah,
this
you
is
know what?
Exhausting.
There is no blue house on Street. There's no blue house on Street.
Yeah, maybe I was lying. Did you ever think of that?
Okay, this is weird. Like, I don't know. I'm going to phone the police.
For what?
Well, because this is the weirdest conversation I had.
But you're not allowed to call the police over weird conversations.
I can call the police because somebody's randomly saying they're painting things on my front lawn.
Oh, no, it wasn't paint. It was bleach or Clorox or something. They got it out of our laundry room.
So. Yeah, this is the weirdest thing I've ever encountered, so I'm going to
Well, you're welcome, then.
Call the police.
At least my son gave you, you know, a new life experience.
Well, you won't even tell me your name. You'll tell me your first name, but you won't even tell me where you live or anything.
I did tell you my
name. That's
why
I
told you my
name.
I told you my first name and my last name.
No, you didn't tell me your last name.
Yes, I did. Carol Gersperms, remember?
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. Carol Gersperms, motherfucker. Well, that just made her hang up. Okay, that's even worse.
Just like my son's hilarious prank in Kim's yard. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but I guess it wasn't. It was a very mediocre idea.
Hello?
Hey, Robert?
Hello?
Robert, can you hear me?
This is Robert.
Oh, hey, Robert. I was in your yard last night, and I think I left some hedge trimmers back there.
You're in our yard?
Yeah, did you find those?
No, my yard on view, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I left a pair of those big, what do you call them, like loppers or something? Those big handle things to trim bushes.
I have no idea. Where did you leave it? Were you trimming our bushes?
Yes, in the backyard. It was about two or three in the morning.
Yeah. At 2 or 3 in the morning, you were trimming our bushes?
Yeah, well, a little bit of the bushes, but I was mainly working on the trees. Just, you know, putting down the chemicals and stuff like that.
At 2 and 3 in the morning?
Yeah, I'm a late night person. I usually work at nights, but last night was actually my night off. Last night and tonight.
I have not been in our backyard. And you want me to go look to see if something's there?
Yeah, well, I don't, like, maybe I hung them up on a branch because I climbed up one of the trees.
Okay, I have no idea. Who do you work for, Henry?
Oh, no, I work at the mall. I was helping around the neighborhood with yard work.
Okay, but no, you're confusing me. I'm sorry. Who were you working for last night?
Oh, no, last night, that's just something I do to pass the time. I'm kind of a late night person. I just kind of go around to the lawns and look for problem spots and, you know, put fertilizer down and chemicals and seeds and do some trimming.
Yeah, but for who?
Just for myself, for the neighborhood, for everybody.
You live here?
Yeah, I live here in the neighborhood.
Where do you live? What house?
Well, I'm not in that little neighborhood there. I'm down the street just a little bit. Like, you know, there's the convenience store. I'm on the other.
Right.
I'm on the other side of that.
Okay. I have no idea. I don't even know who you are. Do you know who I am?
No, I don't know anyone in that neighborhood over there. But do you
so see, how do you get my number?
On the internet. And do you see him out there, like in the grass, or did I probably leave him up on a tree branch again?
I am in my living room right now.
Oh, this would be in the backyard.
Yeah, but I like you're concerning me.
Why?
Why would you be in our backyard?
To trim the trees. I was doing a little bit of
but who told you to trim the trees?
Nobody. I do this for everyone in the neighborhood.
Do it for everybody?
Yeah, and when I run out of people over here on this side, I just kind of wander over there and I start doing the houses over there.
Okay. Let me go outside here.
And I climbed up your tree with a rope.
You climbed up our trees with a rope.
Yeah, I don't use a ladder. I got a rope with the big weight on it, and I just kind of wing it up there.
And when did you do that?
Last night. It was the most recent time.
Okay, I'm looking in the backyard here.
Okay.
I don't see any. You said hedge trimmers?
Yeah, those long ones. Loppers. I think they call them loppers down in America.
No, I don't see anything here.
Okay. Maybe I left him in Dave's yard.
Who's Dave?
He lives over here on the other side. Like the opposite direction.
Okay, but I mean, I don't want you in our yard at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, nobody else was back there then. That's why I figure it's probably okay. I go in people's...
No, it's not okay.
But I just go...
It's not...
I go in people's yards while they're sleeping, so I'm not disturbing them.
You go in people's yards when they're sleeping.
So I'm not disturbing them. It's polite.
Is that... Huh?
It's polite, is what I'm saying.
No, listen, should I call the police on you, or
oh,
what?
Oh, no, don't do that.
No, I'm thinking maybe I should, eh?
Well, no, I didn't do anything wrong. I was just...
No, but you're saying you're in our yard at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah, but I've been doing all of the yards in the neighborhood for years now. I've been polishing your trees for at least
What do you mean polishing? What do you mean polishing our trees?
With furniture polish and a rag. You know how the bark gets.
Why would you be?
The bark.
Why would you be doing that?
Because the bark gets all dusty and grimy, and you know the animals are climbing around on it. Ugh.
And why would you be doing that?
So it looks nicer. You're welcome.
No, I don't understand. Like, where do you work? Like, do you have a day job?
Yeah, I'm at the mall.
Doing what?
I'm a clerk.
A clerk?
Yes.
Hang on one second, okay? Hang on.
Okay, where are you going?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You didn't have to tell me to hang on just to put me on speakerphone.
No, because I'm trying to do something here.
Oh, what are you doing?
Well, it doesn't matter what I'm doing.
Well, you brought it up. What are you doing?
Yeah, but what are you doing in our yard at 2 or 3 in the morning? I don't understand.
I already explained all this to you. I don't want to just have the whole conversation again.
You know, I think, should I call the police or what?
I think not, because I didn't do anything wrong. I wander the neighborhood a lot late at night, and I help people with yard work. It's not a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal. You wander the neighborhood at night, but I don't want you in our yard at all.
Okay, well, I won't come over anymore. I thought you'd appreciate it. You're probably going to call me back, though, and ask me to start coming back when you notice your trees aren't polished anymore.
My trees are not polished. I don't polish my trees.
I polish your trees for 2 years now.
Like, there's something's wrong here, buddy.
I think I know what it is.
What is it?
It's just that you're actually on the Dave and Tom show on KHTR 103.3, and butt slam. You just got butt slammed on the morning show. I was just kidding. I'm not really polishing your trees. This was all a joke. I was just joking.
So what's the story here? What?
It's a radio station joke. KHTR. Do you listen to 103.3?
No, I don't. No.
Oh. Well, you're not eligible for a bumper sticker then.
Yeah, I don't know what you're up to, man. But
I'm not up to anything. I work for the radio station. And we just played a hilarious prank on you, and you got butt slammed.
You've just been
butt slammed.
On the Gerbil and the Butt Show, 100.3, The Gerbil.
Yeah, okay, I think I'm going to call the police and then let them deal with it.
Over a radio station prank?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Are you just angry because you went through all the trouble to bring the phone into your wife and put it on speaker all stealthily? And then I told you it was just a phone prank.
No.
Is that why? You're just mad about that part?
No, my wife's not even home, buddy.
Well, who's that female?
I have a daughter here.
Oh, okay, sorry about that.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll call the police, and then you guys can figure it out, okay?
Well, I think you should explain to your daughter that the police are for, police matters only, and maybe you shouldn't be bothering the police with non-police things. Let them do their jobs. Yeah, this was just a prank call. Okay. You don't have to call the police over a prank call from a radio station. You're being silly, sir.
I've got your number here, right?
You're being a big old silly billy, Robert.
Yeah. So
You're so silly.
Yeah, something's not right here.
I know, it's a prank. It was just a prank call. We got you good.
Yeah, no, you didn't get me.
I kind of got you good. And yeah, it's like you're not, like, don't feel all singled out. We called up like 8 people in the neighborhood. A bunch of people.
I'm gonna give your number to the police.
That's fine. They'll call. They'll probably think you're silly for, he told you it was a prank call. Why are you bothering us with this?
They can sort it out.
Yep. You have a great time with that. I think my solution to this will be not to answer the phone when they call.
Yeah. Well, you can figure it out with them.
Okay. I don't even live local. I'm in the United States.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Okay. They're going to drive down on their horse and get me?
Yeah. Okay.
See, it's silly. It's a joke. Don't call the police. It's a joke, okay?
Okay.
I mean, you can if you want to. I'm not saying don't call the police. I'm just saying
so what,
leave
what
the poor
my
police
address?
Alone. They have stuff to do.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Go call the police now.
Okay.
Make sure you make it sound really, really important to them so they don't laugh at you. Damn it. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to talk people out of calling the police, they just want to call the police. Over nothing. Over a neighbor just being helpful. Polishing the trees. There's nothing wrong with that. I do that in real life all the time. I don't see what the big deal is.
Hey, Brad. It's Dirty Dr. Dan. My social security number is 684-992.
Dirty Dr. Dan. Stop it. Stop it. Don't do it.
I just wanted to actually ask you, do you have any cacti in your house? Or are you just like a poser?
Oh, no. I've had cacti. I'm just bad at taking care of plants. So, no, I don't currently have any cacti in the house. Just lots of cacti stickers. I'm a big old poser.
Been weighing on my mind for quite some time.
Yep.
I actually just woke up.
Turn off your support. Stop listening to the show forever. I am definitely a poser.
From a,
I own...
Dream about, you know, no this cacti. Question. So,
Okay. Yep, I've had plenty of cactus in the past. I've tried to make cactus a thing in this house. But I usually just kill them. I overwater them. Or I don't water them enough. I do have one plant that has been in my possession for 3 or 4 years now, and I haven't killed it. I don't know what it's called, but I've never owned a plant this long. It's pretty weird.
Hey, Brad. It's Arizin from California.
Hey.
I couldn't get my hashers working, so I just...
barely hear you.
Also, on episode...
And you know what? I always say I can barely hear you, but then I turn up the volume and my post-editing stuff, and then I just sound like a crazy person. So even though you guys can hear him, I can't hear him.
117, you were asking people what how to spell eyes, and they're being mad at you because they don't know how to spell it. And you're like, what is Y-E-S spell? And they're like, yes. And then you're like, what is D-Y-E-S or something like that? And they're getting all mad at you. They know that. Dude, I think that's hilarious. Can you do more of that?
Yeah, I remember that. That works surprisingly well. I would ask people how to spell yes or what Y-E-S spells, and I'd be like, what does E-Y-E-S spell? And they'd all be like, E-Y-E-S? I got that off of some redneck's Instagram, I think.
Hey, no, I'm calling from Deborah's phone again. Hey, I did not that's appreciate nice. How you mocked me for saying golly. I mean, that's just the way I talk. Okay. And because of that, the way that...
I say stuff like, oh my goodness, all the time, usually as Carol. So I'm allowed to make fun of people that say golly.
I want you to atone for this evil is by playing more hold music or doing more hold music pranks, because especially the butthole-wise... That's probably one of my favorite ones, too, besides the dart ones.
They never hear it, though. They never say anything about it.
Yeah, getting these people to listen to hold music that's just, like, completely inappropriate. I don't know. There's something hilarious about that. So, yeah, have a good one. Bye.
Okay. Golly gosh, I will do that.
Hi, my name's Robert Roots, and I'm calling you because I keep on getting things on my Google account that my phone's going to be shut off. I don't know what's going on, but... if my phone gets shut off for some reason that I don't know the reason for, somebody's going to have problems, because I don't know why it says that unless it's a scam. They're just saying that. I need somebody to call me at 541-290-092. I need to find out what's going on with my Google account. Thank you.
Yeah, right. This guy's full of shit. He's just a listener, right? I mean, it sounds real. I'm not falling into this trap. Nice try, listener. Also, he's in Oregon, and I don't want to break the rules of prank calling and prank locally to me.
My name's Robert Ruth, and I'm calling about...
There he is again. A much shorter message that time.
This is Cactus Phone calling to tell you all
is
about
it?
CaveJam.com. I don't know if anybody ever used to play Coke Music or Habbo Hotel back in the old days, like, you know, the days of dial-up and Blockbuster. But this guy recreated Coke Music at CaveJam.com, and I got a room on there.
Am I accidentally playing an advertisement on my show or something?
It's called oh, shit, let me find it. Oh, shit, I'm going to run out of time.
No.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Blowing it.
It's called the Phone Losers Hobo Cave. So come hang out in my hobo cave at CaveJam.com. Goodbye.
All right, I'm looking at CaveJam.com. And yeah, I remember that one thing that he mentioned, Habbo Hotel. And I cannot find your hotel, your hobo hotel, but I do see a user on here with the name of Cactus Phone, and there's no search feature on the site. I don't know. Go to cavejam.com, look for hobo hotel, is that what he said? Or just look for Cactus Phone. I bet you that's him.
It's Brown Teresa here to announce the best
Prank Call Award for best premise, wittiest comebacks, and all around just greatest prank call show goes to you, Brad Carter. Wow. You're so amazing.
I did not see that coming.
Love you.
That's
say it back.
Crazy.
Say it back, Brad Carter. I love you. Okay, bye.
Okay. Making it weird.
Bye.
And I thought you were going to tell me about a specific prank. I wanted to hear what the most original premise was, but damn it.
Hey, Brad. This is Flashman from Bay Area of California.
Hey.
Listening long time. I just thought whenever you call in, calling people and stuff like that, the way you always do.
Should I be nicer?
If anything ever goes awry, you should just demand that they apologize to you. You would be surprised how people take exception to that. You know, okay. I demand an apology. You apologize right now. Just give it a shot.
Didn't something like that happen today? Like, I noticed you haven't apologized to me yet.
Right on. I think it'd be...
That's just coincidence. Yes, I should do this more often. I'll try to remember.
I think it'd be funny.
To do that.
Anyway, I love you.
Brad. Hey, man.
Hey.
How's it going, buddy?
Great.
Alaska Jack here.
Okay.
With Officer Fuckstick.
10 seconds.
Dumb Snatch. And, what's Booba? What's
so far.
Booberry. Yeah, four of us are just listening. That we, call afterwards.
They're strangely silent, your friends.
Thank you. Well done. So, enjoy. We'll enjoy.
Okay, thanks.
We all will enjoy.
Thanks, Alaska Jack. Bye. And oh, look, here's another voicemail from him that's a minute longer than that one. I'll totally save that for next time. You know I'll be playing that one. There's no way I'm actually deleting that one right now.
Hey, Brad. Dugan Mash here. Just wanted to call and let you know that your past few shows have been absolutely amazing.
Why, thank you.
Better than normal. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
I won an award, you know. Just so you know, I won an award.
I wanted to say I miss your drunk calls, man. When you drink, you're hilarious. And I think I speak...
This guy's encouraging me to drink more as I'm getting older.
Love hearing you laugh. So, not to be against your health or anything, but get drunk a little bit more.
Okay.
And for my last phone call, I did find Jim Stewart playlists on YouTube. I posted them on the page.
Oh, shit.
And I also wanted to know...
What page?
How would you handle
page?
A 30-second message sent in to you in fast forward that was originally spoken in actually 2 minutes' time? So, like, fast forwarded. How would you do that? Would you just not pay any mind?
Yes.
Would you just not put it on?
Correct.
Just kind of curious. I love you, Brad. Say it back.
No.
Have a good day.
Why would you do that, though? Why would you speed up 2 minutes of voicemail? Are you just trying to get more words into the voicemail in a lesser amount of time? Are you talking about chipmunk voice or just the speed and not the pitch? I think I'm against anything that requires me to do more work when I'm trying to do the voicemails and just end the show and get out of here. And speaking of that, I'm ending the show and getting out of here. Thanks, sponsors of today's show, high school graduate Ward H., Phil Not the Doctor, Gobi, and your boy John Cena. They make this show possible by donating over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Don't forget to listen to live shows. Lots of live shows happen every single night. Tonight we've got the Dwight Show. He's going to be live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time over at youtube.com/DwightTheJanitor. There's a bunch more, and you can find a big list of them over at worldofprankcalls.com. Live shows are kind of fun. Check them out. Here's a song by Lex. I saw her Tuesday night at a live show this week with Schaefer the Dark Lord. That's the night I did all my drinking this week, and they won't let me do prank calls in bars anymore. So there's my official excuse to that last voicemail caller.
Aw, yeah, I am an artist. I am free. I am an artist. It's all about me. I write my own songs, and I'm doing it well. I am an artist, and I hate myself. I wake up in the morning, and I wish I was dead. It's taking all my motivation just to get out of bed. I'm so high, living like $1 million in debt. You don't pick up an artist till you're fucked in the head. So don't believe me when I say I'm fine. I live in tragedy all the time. And it's easy when I don't know why. I put my sanity on the line. And all my empathy has all but died. I can't remember how to cry. So if you see me when I'm on the mic, just know I'm bleeding deep inside.
of offing ourselves. We made our art but put our lives in the shelf. It's like, yo, see, all I wanted was fame, but maybe fame and misery are one of the same. Like, maybe I should just give up on the game. I should save myself the strain of ever going insane. I'm making the change of standing for pain and any danger. I could waste my brain and make the whole world safer.
No belief.